AI News by Conjero.
Big headline to start. A new Stockholm startup, Pit, just raised a $16 million seed led by a 16Z and is trying to productize AI work for enterprises. The founders of Voi are pitching an AI product team as a service model, not one-offs, but repeatable automation deployments.
Yeah, that's the key tension. Selling repeatability sounds great, but scaling an AI product team is different from shipping software libraries. You need consistent data pipelines, change management, and a playbook for handoffs to ops. Otherwise, every client becomes a bespoke project again.
Switching gears, OpenAI rolled out Trusted Contact, an opt-in feature where adult users can name a friend or family member to be alerted if a chat suggests self-harm. It layers a human-in-the-loop social safety net on top of automated detection.
It's a meaningful safety pivot, but also a privacy trade-off. You're moving intervention upstream into someone's social circle. Consent flows, alert thresholds, false positives, and potential misuse all need careful design to avoid harm while preserving confidentiality.
On governance, Musk's lawsuit has thrown OpenAI's safety controls into the spotlight. Testimony from Rosie Campbell and reports about safety-oriented teams being shut down raise the central question: can a frontier lab keep robust controls while racing to ship products?
That spotlight matters beyond headlines. Board structures, internal review processes, and who signs off on risk now shape public trust and regulatory scrutiny. If safety teams get sidelined, it changes how customers and partners evaluate enterprise contracts.
Perplexity took a different tack. Personal computer for Mac is GAW as a download-only desktop app. It's a bet on local agents that can access files and native apps, so the assistant lives on-device rather than entirely in the cloud.
Local agents open up real advantages: faster access to private documents, integration with native workflows, and offline usefulness. But Mac only limits reach, and developers will need to think about cross-platform parity and how to handle synchronization and backups.
OpenAI also pushed its real-time voice stack, GPT Real-Time 2, Real-Time Translate, and Real-Time Whisper via the Real-Time API. That collapses speech, deep reasoning, and tool use into live conversations, which changes what in-call assistants can do.
Product teams now have to solve latency, latency variance, and real-time moderation. Imagine agents summarizing meetings as they happen or translating on the fly, massive potential, but also new failure modes when models misinterpret or hallucinate live.
Meanwhile, Google Cloud made Gemini 3.1 Flashlight generally available for enterprise. The pitch is ultra-low latency, high-volume throughput, and cost-efficient automation, essentially optimized for production scale.
That release nudges architects toward different trade-offs. When cost per call drops and latency falls, workflows that were previously too expensive become viable. It also adds price pressure on rivals and forces businesses to rethink where inference runs: cloud, edge, or hybrid.
Reading across these stories, there's a pattern. Pitt's productization play and Gemini's Flashlight are both about making AI deployments repeatable and cost-effective at scale. That's the commercial problem everyone's trying to solve.
At the same time, Trusted Contact and the governance drama remind us safety and accountability are not bolt-ons. Features and platform economics matter, but they won't stick without credible controls and transparent oversight.
Perplexity's on-device push versus OpenAI's real-time cloud stack crystallizes another split: local privacy-preserving agents versus cloud-native, high-reasoning assistants. Different customers will choose different trade-offs.
Developers are between a rock and a hard place: meet latency and cost targets, preserve data privacy, and bake in safety. That means new tooling for monitoring, differential deployments, and clear SLAs, not just better models.
Synthesis: the industry is fragmenting into three complementary paths: productized AI teams and platforms for enterprise scale, on-device agents for privacy and tight app integration, and real-time cloud stacks for live, high-reasoning experiences. Winning products will be the ones that stitch these paths together while keeping governance and economics aligned.
That's the thread I'll be watching: who can combine operational rigor, responsible safety practices, and cost-effective performance. Thanks for listening. We'll keep tracking how these trade-offs play out and what they mean for builders and users.
AI News by Conjero.